Hello and welcome. My name is Dean Panter of Fulcher Island. I'd like to welcome you to this mini bite-sized tourism podcast. I would like to introduce our guest for today, Tia Ross of Strategic Hotel Consulting. And the subject for today's mini podcast is fitness in hotels, which follows on from a previous wellness in hotels, for which we had Tia as a guest on our last podcast. So, Tia, welcome back.
Thank you, Dean. It is a pleasure to talk to you as always, and we have an exciting topic for today too.
We certainly do, Tia, and thank you. It's a topic that I'm very interested in myself. So just to kick off, can I ask you, what are the current trends in fitness in hotels, and how do these actually manifest themselves in the hotel industry?
Right. So this trend started developing probably around 10 years ago, and it really was about hotel industry responding to changing guest requirement and to a new market need, which came from this general shift towards well-being and healthier lifestyles. What the hotels realized is that there were a lot of travelers to whom fitness was a lifestyle. They wanted to exercise, they wanted to stay fit also while they were traveling. And the hotel industry as a whole wasn't doing a fantastic job accommodating to these travelers. So basically, here was a fantastic opportunity.
In your opinion, is there any hotel that you really feel took advantage of this opportunity here?
One of the early adapters of this trend was Starwood with their Westin brand. If we look at the evolution or revolution of the fitness side of this brand, we can see just how much has happened in this space. In 2003, they launched the Westin workout powered by Reebok, which was basically creating better hotel gyms. In 2005, they launched Westin workout rooms, which basically took the gym to the guest rooms. And that was about providing treadmill, stationary bikes, dumbbells, fitness DVDs, resistance bands, stability balls, and so forth in the guest room. 2007, they took the exercise outside by launching Run Westin, which was basically a run concierge that was provided in every property globally and provided guests with the company as well as the planned routes and maps. Now, 2009, Westin partnered with New Balance to create a program that guests were able to lend workout gear while staying at the hotels. 2011, they rolled out the new Westin Workout Fitness Studios. 2014, there was a Westin Wellbeing Movement, which was about partnerships and programs with industry expert. And 2016, they took the technology aspect into this and partnered with Fitbit to create the Fitstar personal trainer app, which basically enabled guests to have customized exercise programs through their mobiles.
That's a great example, Tia. But are there other brands that have taken advantage of this, like in terms of following Starwood's lead?
Of course, it is not only Starwood that is making headway with these developments. In reality, most of the international brands have realized that this trend is really big and it's here to stay, so they have adapted accordingly. Most of the brands now offer some form of an in-room workout provisions, or they have launched other fitness initiatives. This is with Hilton, Marriott, Wyndham, Fairmont, Hyatt, Kimpton, and so forth. And I think the brands that haven't done it yet, they will be looking at doing it very soon. Maybe the group that has taken this the furthest is the Intercontinental Group, which has actually launched a brand called the Even, which is all about fitness and wellness. This was launched in 2012. They opened the first property in 2014. They now have 5 properties open and the guest reviews are fantastic.
Some great examples there, Tia. So what are the latest innovations or strategies that you see hotels are using in the fitness area?
If we look at what's the latest within this trend, there are really 3 things that come to mind. First is big name partnerships. This is really about hotels creating partnerships with top experts of the field. It could be celebrity trainers or otherwise famous faces who then can go and enhance the fitness offering of the hotel. An example of that is the resort at Petre Kallos Kabos, which has a partnership with Jason Klipa, who is a CrossFit professional and a former champion of CrossFit Games, and he has designed the workout series for the resort. The second trend is the use of technology, and this is things like the Fitstar app from Starwood. And the third trend is about linking up with your neighborhood. So really recognizing what are the top fitness institutions in your area and creating very effective partnerships with them. An example of that is the Hotel Zeta, which is a Viceroy property in San Francisco, which has linked up with Paris Bootcamp and SoulCycle, both of which are quite famous fitness institutions in their own right.
Very interesting, Tia. And you've already touched on some great ways businesses can take advantage of the fitness trend. So considering the continued growth in this area, can you share some tips on what hotels in Ireland could do?
The first thing I would recommend hotels to do is to take a good look at their property and a good look at their neighborhood. And the purpose of this exercise is to find the right opportunities for them. So when it comes to the neighborhood, it could be a case of better utilizing the outdoors. In Ireland, you have a lot of beautiful nature, so it might be a case of creating good running or biking routes for the guests. It could also be a case of linking up with an established fitness facility that is in your area. When it comes to the in-house facilities, I always say that this is not about creating the enormous state-of-the-art fitness facility. It could be a case of making some tweaks in your existing facility to make it more functional, more relevant to today's training. And it could also be a case of creating an in-room workout options or some other initiatives. Again, the point here is that if you have guests who want to come and stay at your hotel and they want to work out, you have some options available for them.
Well, that's fantastic, Tia. Some really useful tips for our listeners to consider. So if someone is interested in this area, what can they do or how can they find out more about this?
I would welcome the listeners to get in contact with me directly. My email address is tea@strategichotelconsulting.com. Or the listeners can also go on our website and there is more information on address www.strategichotelconsulting.com.
Well, Tia, once again, I found that fascinating and I'm sure that the audience did as well. I would just like to take this opportunity to thank you for coming in, Tia, from Strategic Hotel Consulting. It's been really interesting and I wish you well on your journey back. For everybody listening out there, I hope you found it interesting. This is our second podcast in the mini podcast series. But for now, this is Dean Panter on behalf of Forger Ireland, wishing you a good day and signing out. Bye.